Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 474
on Now You Know. So it's time to refute yet another Tesla FUD story, the Tesla FSD crash.
When the story came out a week ago, we didn't run it because we didn't have any data, and now we do.
Electrek published that the Model 3's owner, Wally, said the following. I was driving to work, had full self-driving on, the oncoming car passed, and the wheel started turning rapidly, driving into the ditch and sideswiping the tree, and the car flipped over. I did not have any time to react. My chin split open, and I had to get 7 stitches. After the impact, I was hanging upside down, watching blood drip down to the glass sunroof, not knowing where I was bleeding from. I unbuckled my seatbelt and sat on the fabric interior in the middle of the 2 front seats and saw that my phone's crash detection went off and told me the first responders were on their way. My whole body was in shock from the incident. So a few days later, we got our first look at the actual Tesla data from the car, but to be honest, even though it was clear that FSD was disengaged at a point before the crash, it was hard to understand exactly what happened.
Now, AI Driver has lined up the data with the video, and you can be the judge.
At full speed, it's hard to get what happened, but as it's played back at a slower speed, you get used to the 3 columns below, so you can begin to process what happened.
The red column on the left is the amount of torque the driver applies to the steering wheel.
The green column in the middle is the direction the steering wheel is turned, and the blue column on the right is the autopilot or FSD state.
So you can see that as the pickup truck passes by on the left, the Model 3 is in FSD, but the driver starts applying torque to the steering wheel, which takes it out of FSD.
So the Model 3 is now being manually driven once the pickup truck is next to the Model 3.
And the driver begins turning left, which causes the crash. Now, you may ask, why would the Model 3 driver do that? Steer off the road.
My best guess is that the Model 3 driver fell asleep for a few seconds and was awakened by the pickup truck passing by.
He wakes up startled, grabs the steering wheel, yanking it, and crashing his car.
And then calls up Fred at Electrek because he knows that Fred hates Tesla and runs FUD stories against Tesla all the time and claims that FSD ran him off the road and crashed his car.
Without getting any corroboration for the story, Fred runs the FSD crashed my Tesla story and other media picks up on it.
He could have waited till we had more information, but no, Fred wanted a scoop.
Fred wanted an anti-Tesla headline.
And the sad thing about headlines is most people remember the headline, not the correction a week later. The damage is already done.
Many people continue to think that Tesla's full self-driving isn't safe because they believe these unsubstantiated stories.
How about an example, though, where FSD saves lives?
Richie Tommy posted, Tesla FSD 13.2.9 just saved me from a reckless driver running a red light, braked perfectly to avoid a collision. Thank you, Tesla.
Yeah. Media loves an anti-Tesla story, but again, turned out to not be true.
And I think that this is really, it's annoying because the media doesn't want to have the correct story here. They just want the scoop. They just want to have that story come out. And normally, I think a properly run media would go, is that story true before I go, you know, writing it? Or do I write it in such a way where I say, we don't know what exactly what happened? Instead, everybody thinks that FSD is going to drive them into a ditch, and that's not true and not helpful to anybody.
Want to make your Tesla even safer?
Thanks to our friends at Armored Cyberglass for sponsoring this episode.
So Armored Cyberglass's mission is to provide unparalleled security and innovation by delivering cutting-edge bulletproof glass for Cybertrucks.
Armored Cyber Glass has even caught the attention of Elon on X.
Armored Cyber Glass is a family-owned company that patented lightweight and ultra-durable glass used in over 5,000 vehicles across the U.S. and now available for your Cybertruck.
Armored Cyber Glass was recently featured in Tim Kennedy's show when they simulated a carjacking or assault to someone inside the vehicle.
Dang! There's nothing here.
Whoa, that is so cool. They can't shoot in, but you can shoot out. And the windows work because it's so thin. So go watch Tim Kennedy's whole video. It was really cool to see.
Armored Cyber Glass can custom make glass to any thickness required, and they will reinforce the Cybertruck doors to also stop rifle rounds.
So go to the link below to add which Armored Cyber Glass package you want or request a sales call.
And if you use the promo code CYBER5, you will get 5% off. So head on over to armoredcyberglass.com and don't forget the promo code CYBER5.
So we reported on Thursday, Elon said for the past several days, Tesla has been testing self-driving Model Y cars, no one in the driver's seat, on Austin public streets with no incidents, a month ahead of schedule. Next month, first self-delivery from factory to customer.
Yep, we already covered this.
Yeah, but Owen Sparks posted, a big step forward for sure. If I fly into Austin end of June, would I, anyone, be able to test out the network? Or is it going to be invite only at first?
And Elon said, sure. So does this mean that anyone can ride on the network? Or can you just drive your Model Y down from...
Well, he said he's flying in, so I assume he wants a ride from like the airport. So this is great news. I thought you'd have to like wait till they invited you somehow.
It's just going to be an open beta? Just open?
I don't know. No, I mean, it said invite only, but then he said he could. So,
but I mean, it is Owen Sparks.
True.
So maybe Elon meant just for him.
I did see a second post this
week,
though.
Although he did say anyone in parentheses.
Yeah. Comment down below what you think.
We reviewed the Snoozu Tesla mattress today over on our Now Let's Review channel. Zach was very skeptical about this product before I actually forced him to sleep on it in our Model Y.
I won't give away the ending, but spoiler alert, I love the Snoozu.
And Zach and I want to make an announcement to all of you. Our buddy Will from Tesla Jigsaw, he just co-hosted TTN while I was on vacation a couple weeks ago. Well, Will turned us on to Snoozu, and we want to return the favor and pay it forward.
If you watch our review and you're like, Snoozu looks like a great solution for me, then please use our affiliate code and save yourself some money by using it.
And we are giving all of the affiliate revenue that we earn to Will.
It's actually for a completely selfish reason. Two reasons, actually. Number one, I love Will's channel and I want him to continue forever. And number two, Will and Jesse and I are all musicians and I would love to jam in person with Will. So I hope that many of you will buy a Snoozu and Will can use that additional revenue to buy a plane ticket. Come visit us here across the pond and Will and Jesse and I can have a drum off.
Post who you think is going to win the drum off in the comments below.
So Elon reposted the White House saying, I am having a press conference tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. with Elon Musk at the Oval Office. This will be his last day, but not really, because he will always be with us, helping all the way. Elon is terrific. See you tomorrow at the White House, President Donald Trump.
And as Vice President Vance said about Elon on Thursday,
I think what he's done is really incredible. People sort of forget that when he came into the U.S. government, we had never had a full-scale effort to actually look at, are we spending the American people's dollars wisely? And he found in a very short period of time over $170 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse. I think there's also an effort by the media to sort of say the Elon era is over. And I think that's actually totally wrong. Now, he has obviously a day job, and he's got to go back to his day job to run his companies. But the DOGE effort will continue. Elon will continue to be an important advisor for both me and the president. And most importantly, the job of making the government more efficient, of not wasting people's money, that has to continue. I think it's one of the most important mandates that we got from the American people. We're going to keep on executing on that mandate.
But it's a good thing that Elon's leaving Washington, because look at Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
Elon better leave before he turns them all into Nazis.
Doge designer said, according to Legacy Media, the top picture equals hearts go out. Bottom picture, Nazi salute. Same gesture, different narrative.
And Elon posted the emoji.
Then Elon reposted Dustin Garage saying, I was reliably told that this makes you a Nazi.
Elon says, such hypocrites. You don't hate the Legacy Media enough.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news.
So Elon was supposed to give his multiplanetary update presentation last Tuesday before the Starship launch, and then they rescheduled it for after the Starship launch. But for some reason, he postponed it until Thursday.
Lots of new information, including new Mars timelines, were revealed, including this.
Okay, so next year, Elon's plan is to send 5 Starships to Mars, each carrying 10 tons of payload and Optimus to prove that we can get to Mars. Yeah. Then the next time Earth and Mars align, so 2028 to 2029, the goal is to send 20 Starships to Mars with humans and start building the Mars city.
Yeah, this is what Elon said.
So we got the first Starships on Mars, gather critical data. So the first flights there we'll send with the Optimus robot. So we can go out there and explore and kind of prepare the way for humans. And that'll be a very cool image if we're able to achieve it by launching end of next year. It would actually technically arrive in 2027, but that would be an epic picture to see Optimus walking around on the surface of Mars. And then with the launching 2 years later, we'd be sending humans, assuming the first missions are successful and they land successfully, we'd send humans on the next mission, and we'd really start building the infrastructure for Mars. So anyway, maybe just to be safe, we might just do two landing episodes with the Optimus and do the third one with humans. We'll see. So that classic picture of the workers on the Empire State.
And then 100 ships to Mars in 2030 and 500 ships in 2033. This is incredible. But to do that, doesn't Starship need to refuel in Earth's orbit?
Yeah, Elon updated us on his propellant transfer plans here.
Then one of the other technologies that's key for Mars is doing orbital propellant transfer. So you can think of this like similar to aerial refueling for airplanes. But in this case, it's orbital refilling of rockets, which has never been done before. But it is, you know, technically feasible. I always feel like these things are a little NSFW, sort of. Listen, you got to transfer fluid somehow. This has got to be done. So the two Starships would get together, and one Starship would transfer fuel and oxygen. And actually, most of the mass is oxygen. It's almost 80% oxygen that gets transferred, a little over 20% fuel. And so once you send a Starship to orbit with that's full of payload, and then you send up a bunch of other Starships up, and you would refill the propellant on that Starship. And once the propellant tanks are mostly full, then you can depart for Mars or the Moon So. This is an important technology, which we should hopefully demonstrate next year.
All right. So an orbital propellant transfer next year, that's going to be so incredible to watch.
Yes, it is.
But how is SpaceX going to pay for hundreds and thousands of Starships?
Well, Elon answered that.
So you can't just go straight to Mars. You have to create this elliptical orbit with Earth at one point and Mars at the other side, at the far end of the ellipse, and then time the where you are in that ellipse to intersect with Mars. And this is the orbital transfer, how you do orbital transfer from Earth to Mars. And if you look on your Starlink Wi-Fi router, you'll see this image, because the Starlink Wi-Fi is what is Starlink internet is what's being used to pay for humanity getting to Mars. So I'd just like to thank everyone out there who's bought Starlink, because you're helping secure the future of civilization and helping make life multiplanetary and helping make humanity a space-faring civilization. Thank you.
So, I mean, I guess we're helping him out by running our Starlink today.
That's awesome.
Now, Jared Isaacman, commander of the Inspiration 4 and Polaris Dawn missions, was set to appear before the Senate for a nomination vote this week. But on Saturday, the White House pulled his nomination.
That's weird. Isaacman already passed the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation with a 19-9 vote back in April.
At first, I was like, maybe because Elon is so close to Jared that many Senate Democrats weren't going to vote for him. But then I was like, well, Republicans control the Senate with 53 votes, so that's probably not it.
I mean, he was a very strong candidate, in my opinion, having flown as a civilian astronaut and starting a multi-billion dollar business from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we read between the lines of this statement from the White House spokesman Liz Houston, we can get the answer. The administrator of NASA will help lead humanity into space and execute President Trump's bold mission of planting the American flag on the planet Mars. It's essential that the next leader of NASA is in complete alignment with President Trump's America First agenda, and a replacement will be announced directly by President Trump soon.
But Jared is the perfect choice for leading NASA to get to Mars.
I completely agree, but Jared did oppose some of the recent $6 billion NASA budget cuts proposed by the White House, and as recently as 2022, he gave money to Senate Democrats.
I mean, regardless, I think that this is a big mistake, because without him, NASA could be in serious trouble.
Eric Berger agrees. He said, NASA is f***ed, quote from a senior space official, kind of hard to disagree. And late last night, Jared posted on X a very graceful post. You should go read it. Basically saying that it doesn't sound like he's got any ill will towards anybody.
And then Elon posted, it's rare to find someone so competent and good-hearted.
And I think this might be why Elon said this on the CBS Sunday morning show this morning.
You know, it's not like I agree with everything the administration does. So it's like, I agree with much of what the administration does, but we have differences of opinion. The things that I don't entirely agree with. But it's difficult for me to bring that up in an interview, because then it creates a bone of contention. So then I'm a little stuck in a bind where I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, or also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
So you think that that had to do with the White House pulling Jared's name from the nomination?
I think so.
Well, what do you guys think? Comment down below.
So Elon posted, with the version 3 Starlink satellites, which start launching on Starship in 6 to 9 months, we should be able to get latency below 20 milliseconds. The new, much larger satellites will be at about 350 kilometers instead of 550 kilometers altitude, which cuts latency due to speed of light down to about 5 milliseconds. Also, the Starlink laser links transmit data about 40% faster in a vacuum versus fiber, so packets will move faster than anything on the ground. Helps to have physics on your side. Well, that's cool, especially for gamers who want to cut ties to their cable internet.
Interesting.
Oh, and by the way, Elon said, congrats to the SpaceX team on launching 17 times in May, faster than a liftoff and landing every 2 days. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by friends at Henson Shaving. Escape into the
future. Head on over to HensonShaving.com, pick up a amazing Henson razor, and if you use our code Now You Know at checkout, you can get 100 blades for free.
So Business Insider, you know, Elon's favorite news site.
Elon posted, BI is fake news.
So Business Insider announced on Thursday that they are laying off 21% of its staff across the board because they endure extreme traffic drops.
Didn't they lay off 10% of their employees back in April of 2023?
Yep. That brought them down to 540 employees.
And didn't they also lay off 8% of their staff in January of 2024?
Yep, that brought their staff down to less than 500. Now this 21% layoff brings them under 400 employees.
That's a one-third labor force reduction in the past 2 years. Hopefully, Lynette Lopez is at the top of their list.
Lynette actually left Business Insider earlier this year to go work at the ValueWorks hedge fund as their director of strategy and communications.
I don't know whether to be glad about that or to be worried.
Just check and make sure you're not invested in ValueWorks. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got a lot today, so head on over to Patreon. If you don't know what we're talking about, for as little as a buck a month, you can go support the show and get a whole bunch more content. So please help us out. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. So Autism Capital said, new, Trump says that the New York Times will have to give back their Pulitzer Prize they received from their false reporting on the Russiagate hoax.
Elon says New York Times must return their fake prize. He went on to say the New York Times is pure propaganda, can't wait until they have to return their Pulitzer Prize for their deliberate lies about the Russia hoax. That will be a good day.
And he kind of summed it up here in the Oval Office.
New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for false reporting on the Russiagate? Is it the same organization?
I think
the judge just ruled against New York Times for their lies about the Russiagate hoax, and that they might have to give back that Pulitzer Prize. That New York Times? Let's move on.
Elon posted, hey, Grok, is that fake news? Siobhan Zillis posted, taking notes, dream big, little ones. Those are Elon's kids watching them.
That's cute.
Elon said pictures of people working inside Starship.
Not inside Starbase, inside Starship.
Yes. Rob posted, just out of curiosity, will a future version of Starship have a hospital care ward?
And Elon said, yes.
Chief Nerd posted, Bono saying 300,000 people have already died from this hard cut of US aid.
And Elon said, he's such a liar or idiot. Zero people have died.
This New York Times article, on the campaign trail, Elon Musk juggled drugs and family drama.
Elon said, I'm in meetings with dozens to hundreds of people every day and am photographed constantly. If this BS from New York Times were true, it would have been extremely obvious.
He went on to say, I'm not on ketamine for f***ing sake. And then Holmar's catalog said, given Elon Musk's business track record, any drugs he's taking should be put in the public's drinking water.
Elon laughed. He said, also to be clear, I'm not taking drugs. The New York Times was lying their asses off. I tried prescription ketamine. I mean, a few years ago and said so on X. So this is not even news. It helps for getting out of dark mental holes, but haven't taken it since then.
Jesse Pelton posted, study philosophy and physics.
Elon said history and physics, philosophy being a subset of the former.
Santiago Cruz says, damn, really need to look into Starlink playing games while flying. Share me that setup. Full gaming PC or?
Elon said, still using my ancient PC laptop with the Doge sticker made long ago by a fan.
All right, it's time for beautiful superchargers. And in our beautiful supercharger segment this week, I'm not saying that New Jersey Tesla superchargers are necessarily the most beautiful, but they were super useful.
Okay, why are we talking about New Jersey superchargers?
Because Tesla posted this on Friday. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority has chosen a sole third-party charging provider to serve the New Jersey Turnpike and is not allowing us to co-locate. As a result, NJTA requested 64 existing supercharger stalls on the New Jersey Turnpike to not be renewed and be decommissioned. We have been preparing for 3 years for this potential outcome by building 116 stalls off the New Jersey Turnpike, ensuring no interruption for our customers. The map below outlines the existing replacement superchargers and Trip Planner will adjust automatically. We offered the NJTA above market commercial terms, including offering to build superchargers at all New Jersey service plazas and with equipment upgrades such as screens and NACS and CCS1 magic docks. Tesla always advocates for more infrastructure and co-location with additional third-party charging providers. We expect that about 30 times more fast charging capacity is needed to get to full EV adoption. NJTA's decision to remove rather than add critical charging infrastructure is a setback for New Jersey's EV adoption goals of 100% zero emission new car sales by 2035. It removes Turnpike access to the most reliable 99.9% uptime, least congested, less than 1% waiters, and cost effective 30% lower cost in charging. We are still willing to invest in New Jersey Turnpike sites if the New Jersey Turnpike or Governor Murphy want to reverse this decision. Otherwise, we will continue to build out the best possible infrastructure off the Turnpike to serve drivers of New Jersey.
And Elon said, sounds like corruption. Boy, does it sound like corruption to me.
Yes. And one last point I don't think people realize. New Jersey's universal open access EV chargers, whatever they want to call them, are currently CCS chargers. Okay. So with all of North America transitioning to NACS and half of New Jersey drivers already having a NACS vehicle, with fewer than 1% of New Jersey EV owners having a NACS to CCS adapter,
NACS EVs won't be able to charge. So New Jerseyans, reach out respectfully to the New Jersey Turnpike and Governor Murphy and let them know how you feel.
I'm feeling like maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yikes. Well, I mean, how
politics.
How boneheadedly stupid.
Yeah, you're hurting your own
absolutely
people.
Absolutely just f***ing the dumbest decision you could make.
But you know what? The businesses off the Turnpike are going to benefit because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to pull off the Turnpike.
I mean, I didn't ever like driving on the New Jersey Turnpike. I mean, even the superchargers that were on there were hard to get to because a lot of the plazas, it's like, take the exit on the left-hand side, then drive loop-de-loop, and then you can get to the supercharger. So, I mean, maybe I'm just glad that Tesla, like, had been planning ahead on this. But man, what an own goal, huh?
All right, what do we got for new superchargers this week?
We got an expansion from 12 to 20 stalls, version 4 in Valenciennes, France.
The 12-stall version 4 in Lübeck, Germany.
The 12-stall version 4 in Trélyre, France.
Number 226 in France, the 6-stall version 4 in Rouen, France.
An expansion from 2 to 10 stalls, version 4 in Mallorca, Spain.
There's a 6-stall version 4 in Kornwestheim, Germany.
The 18-stall version 4 in Euro Central, UK.
Expansion from 28 to 36 stalls, version 3s and 4s in Braun, France.
Number 226 in France is the 23-stall version 4 in Senos, France.
The 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Lewiston, Idaho.
Number 194 in the UK is the 16-stall version 4 in Stevenage, UK.
Number 93 in Italy, the 8-stall version 4 in Lodi.
Number 95 in Pennsylvania is the 8-stall version 4 in Fort Littleton, Pennsylvania.
Number 119 in Australia is the 6-stall version 3 in Campbellfield, Victoria.
Number 268 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Braunschweig, Germany.
There's the 3-stall version 3 in Xumani in China.
The 3-stall in Lishu, China.
The 2-stall version 2 in Chengdu, China.
The 3-stall in Shanghai, China.
The 3-stall in Hangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Sixi, China.
Number 245 in Canada, the 16-stall version 4 in Saint-Sauveur, Quebec.
Number 58 in Nevada is the 8-stall version 4 in Carlin, Nevada.
Number 10 in Idaho, the 8-stall version 4 in Mountain Home.
Number 26 in the UAE is the 16-stall version 3 in Sahara.
Number 2,219 in China, the 3-stall version 3 in Baotou.
And number 51 in Colorado, number 2,657 in the United States, and 7,281 in the world is the 8-stall version 4 in Cortez, Colorado.
Woo! Thank you for joining us today, everyone. We're going to be heading over to Patreon right now and doing the Patreon bonus stories, and I got to let some stuff off my chest this week, so join us there. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.